Hello and welcome to our Purium Health Products Meet the Owners conference call. My name is Amy and I'm one of the owners and founders here at Purium, and I'm calling in from our corporate office in Long Beach, California. We also have with us on the line tonight the other owner and founder, who happens to be an author, a lecturer, as well as a world traveler. I think, Dave, you're headed out to many places over the next couple of 3 weeks and over the summer. So welcome, Dave. How are you doing tonight? It looks like we're having a bit of tech. Oh, now we can now. Great. Hi. Yeah, we can hear you now.
I was just muted for a moment. So, yeah, I just want to say thank you to everybody who's taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us tonight. This is a great time that Amy and I enjoy the most, to sharing some of our philosophy and some of our favorite stories, if you would. And of course, appreciate Amy hosting the call tonight and contributing her vast knowledge as well. So I think we've got a pretty cool agenda tonight. We're going to start out with some frequently asked questions about the transformation, sort of get that out of the way. And then I want to talk about the healthy cell concept, because so many people get confused talking about diseases and talking about cures, and that's just not our space. We first of all, we're not doctors. We don't practice medicine. So we don't talk about cures and we don't talk about disease. What we talk about is how to create healthy bodies. And we're really, really good at that. And then finally, I forget what the third subject for tonight is. Amy, why don't you refresh my memory? Is it about Revive It All?
Well, we wanted to talk a little bit more about the real food revolution and how you can incorporate those concepts into your grocery bill. And there's a story that you were just telling me a few minutes ago, and it was just kind of like an aha moment. Yeah, so we really wanted to share that with everybody, and how you can incorporate that kind of thinking when you go to the grocery store and you're shopping for yourself and your family. But let's
so
get
we'll
started.
So call that concept how the future of food should be dictated by our past with food, and that should frame that pretty good. So, Amy, I'm going to turn the microphone over to you. Why don't we get started with some of our frequently asked questions?
Absolutely. And so this subject kind of came up because we have a lot of people, you know, having amazing success on the 10-day transformation. And so people are emailing and calling Dr. Mike. They're emailing and calling into the call center. And so we thought, well, why don't we give our take and our perspective on some of these things, and maybe we can kind of blanketly answer some questions for people or clear up some issues. So one really frequently asked question is, are flex foods really necessary? So A, what is a flex food when you're talking about it in conjunction with the 10-day transformation? And is that really necessary? So Dave, do you want to put your spin on that first and then I'll go second?
Sure, that sounds great. Assuming you could hear me this time.
Yes, we can.
Yeah, flex foods are vitally important, and they're vitally important for three different reasons. Number one, when you have a craving for food, it's a natural instinct, and what you should do is you should try to ignore it the first time, because it may just be, you know, what we call a hunger pang. But if it truly is a craving, then we want you to ask yourself, what are you craving? Are you craving something crunchy and juicy? Are you craving something sort of maybe fatty and salty? Or are you craving something a little more soft and sweet? And if you're craving something sort of soft and sweet, then watermelon is a great, refreshing selection. If you're craving something crunchy and tart, then the apple is going to be, a green apple is going to be your best selection. And if you're craving salty and fatty, then your avocado with a little sea salt is going to be your answer. But we always crave one of those three or four common flavors. And so tap into what you're craving and then go to that flex food, and you have created a myriad of effects. Number one, you're creating peristalsis. That means that your stomach is going to expand and contract in a way that will trigger the release of toxins. Number two, you're going to create a lubricant and a brush and a broom with these foods in order to help cleanse the body. But most importantly, Amy, and most importantly for everybody listening, you are going to reset your mental attachment for good and good tasting. Because typically when we're hungry, Amy, we reach for the first unhealthy thing we could find. And this does something crazy. It creates a memory of satisfaction. That when we are craving satisfaction, the thing that satisfies us is actually something that harms us. And this bothers me. And that's why I'm so excited that when you use flex foods during the 10-day transformation, that craving is answered by a healthy and nutritious, nutrient-dense food. And then in the future, when you are craving something, your memory is going to go back and say, oh my God, when I'm hungry, you know what tastes great? Watermelon, avocado, apple, as opposed to Burger King, McDonald's, and Taco Bell. So it's a way to retrain your body. So flex foods are important. And Amy, what's your 2 cents on that?
Yeah, no, I agree with what you're saying wholeheartedly and have experienced it myself personally. And so I'm going to talk a little bit more on the emotional angle of the flex foods, because so many people have said, I just don't think I can do this. I don't think I'm strong enough to do this. And so the answer to that is, you know, you don't have to be fearful that all you're consuming is like shakes, because, I mean, I know that after you get through the first 3 or 4 days, that's all you want to consume. You know, your body takes over and says, I'm being nourished and everything's great. But those first 3 or 4 days can be a struggle where your body's fighting with your mind. And so the flex foods on an emotional level can give that reassurance that if you really are freaking out because you need to put something in your mouth other than the shaker bottle, you know, because we really have that hand-to-mouth patterning addiction, you know, and that you can use these flex foods to take care of that need. And although it may be a psychological need, that these flex foods are healthy, you know, approved alternatives to do that. So for me, the flex foods
is a healthy security blanket.
Exactly. I was going to say fear mitigator, but a healthy security blanket is a much better relatable way to state it. So I think it's great. And I love what you were talking about the reconditioning of your mind, because, you know, I mean, you have people that say, oh, I'm a potato chip person. Oh, I'm a chocolate bar person. Oh, I'm a this or oh, I'm a that. And usually, when you talk to somebody about, oh, what do you reach for when you're stressed, or what do you reach for when you're having this craving, and it's usually not something very healthy. So
according to the commercials, a Snickers bar is perfect.
Oh, great, because you got all types of wonderful things mixed in there. Well, no, unfortunately, it's not perfect, even though we may think that it is. But when you recondition yourself, and like you said, this is the most delicious avocado really you've ever had, when this is the most delicious green apple you've ever had, when you're at the end of your transformation, those things are your, like you said, your security blanket. They're familiar, they're friendly, your taste buds have changed, you've been reconditioned to that, and those become your snacks. I mean, so many people, I know because I heard the voices and I recognize the voices and the names. I know you guys out there have done the transformation, and if you're like me, your shaker bottle and your power shake is a little bit of a security blanket. You know, you get off the transformation and you still want it, you crave it, you need it, because it's been like an integral part of what you've been doing for 10 or 20 or whatever amount of days, but the flex foods are as well, because they were there for you during the scary times of the first couple of 3 days, and so you relate back to that. And so that need to go to that greasy potato chip, that need to go to that Snickers bar, it's gone because you reconditioned yourself with this healthy, awesome snack alternative. But
exactly.
Some people say, well,
I promise we're not going to take 10 minutes for every one of these questions. So,
oh, sorry.
just want to make sure that we're able to get to all the questions. But go ahead and wrap that one up.
Well, no, I was going to say that brings me to bananas, because so many people have said, why aren't bananas on your flex food list? Because that's a great base for a smoothie. But talk a little bit why bananas are not an approved flex food.
Well, there's a couple of reasons. One, for the aforementioned peristalses, bananas do have potassium, and potassium is great for energy and also creating some bowel activity first thing in the morning. Unfortunately, first thing in the morning, we're having master aminos, and that's really important to this program. And so because of that, bananas is one of the only fruits, you know, that we're just going to say is an absolute not. And that's because bananas have ingredients, proteins in them that interfere with the amazing exact formula that is the master amino acid pattern. So if you like bananas, then they're healthy. Just wait until after the transformation when you're not taking the master aminos all throughout the day, when you're just taking them once a day. And then you could work bananas back in to your diet. But remember one thing. Bananas are a hot weather food. Think about the tropics where they grow. When the weather is similar to the tropics where they grow is when it's good for your body to eat them. An easy way to remember that. Think about that for all tropical fruit, that it should be eaten when it's warm and tropic-like only. So there's the answer on bananas.
Exactly. So here's another question that comes in. And I was talking to a gentleman, and I've talked to many other people, a couple moms thinking about this for their teenage sons. What if I don't want to lose weight? What if I'm a person that struggles to keep weight on, or maybe I'm perhaps underweight, but I want to give my body a rest, I want to do the cleanse, I want to do the detox, but what if I don't want to lose the weight during the transformation? So what advice do you have for that?
Well, if you mean that you're roly-poly and you like it, then this is not going to be good for you. But if you are, you know, somebody who, let's say we had a woman on the call tonight, she said, I'm 5'2", I weigh, you know, 98 pounds. She said, I maybe could lose 3 pounds, but I want to do a 10 or even 20 day transformation. What could I expect? I said, well, that's no problem whatsoever. First of all, you will eliminate the excess weight. You will build muscle. You will break your addiction to food. You will detoxify significantly. And you will transform your body. If I gave you 12 pounds of clay and told you it's the same in a round ball as it is in a tall stick, then you'd laugh at me. It's the same 12 pounds. And so what I'm telling you is the form of your body is what will transform.
Mm-hmm.
There will be a tightening of the skin. Your stomach will go away. You're going to redistribute your weight. And so, you know, there's not a problem. The transformation is a great way to get rid of excess weight. But that is not the only reason why you do it. It just is the reason we're focusing on, because most people in America could really relate to that benefit.
Because actually, the transformation, and we're going to talk about this in a moment with your healthy cell concept and never wanting to treat disease, but just making our bodies as healthy as possible, I mean, that's the pretty much the basis of the transformation. You're resetting those cells, you know, into becoming healthy cells and transforming your body into a healthier, you know, body. And the side effect is weight loss. And so that's something that if you think about it like that, you're just really doing something amazing for your body. You're cleansing, you're detoxifying. And as a side effect, you're losing pounds and inches. You know, normally when we talk about side effects, we're talking about terrible things, like when you listen on the news, it could cause death, could cause diarrhea, unexpected diarrhea. I mean, some of these side effects are like, whoa, would I ever, you know, why would I ever want to consider taking this drug? But when we're talking side effect here, we're talking about amazing side effects that are so powerful. That's how we're grabbing people in and getting them to transform their bodies, change the cells, the behavior of the cells, make them into healthy cells, and again, as a side effect, shed those unneeded, unnecessary, unwanted pounds and inches.
Definitely. Definitely.
So then it comes, did you have something else or did you want to move on to the other question?
No, let's go on. Let's go on to the next question. I think they're very related.
So that leads me to, and this happens, this question comes up all the time. At every meeting we go to, at the call center with Dr. Mike, with you and I, what do I do at the end? I have this goal. I've got 10 days. I've got a mental mindset for 10 days. I'm doing it. I'm so excited. I get through my 10 days. What do I do next? And so talk a little bit about what you can do to prepare, you know, for what you do next at day 11.
Great. Well, I'll cover the first half of that. The main thing is you don't wait for day 10 to think about what you're going to do on day 11.
We truly believe
that by day 5, you're going to start to truly crave these products and not want to be without them. And so we believe that having a backup transformation plan, that means you don't buy one. I know this sounds crazy, but you buy two. And the reason why is because, well, you're used to taking 3 power shakes and 3 servings of aminos a day. You're not going to want to go from 3 to 0. You're going to want to have at least 1 power shake and 1 serving of aminos, if not 2 power shakes and 2 servings of aminos. But that's not necessarily the answer to the question entirely. You see, I believe that using our probiotics as a way to recondition your bowel and to introduce friendly bacteria at a time when there's nothing to interfere in the colonization and the replication of these friendly bacteria. In addition to that, I think you need to take it easy on your stomach. I think that you should start with maybe some steamed vegetables, some fresh fruit that's, you know, chewed very well. Maybe some quinoa or something like that. But I think that really starting, you know, with softer foods that you chew well, that are, you know, that are familiar to your body, is very, very important. So again, deciding that you don't want to be without your power shake or your Love Super Meal after the 10 days is up, that decision needs to be made in time to receive more products so you don't have too big of a gap or maybe no gap at all. But when you go in and you haven't done the transformation yet, it's hard to go, oh, I'm scared of it now, yet I'm going to anticipate not wanting to be without it in 6 days. That's a lot to ask. And so what typically happens is there's, by the 6th day, people are on the phone going, please send it as quickly as you can. And there might be a day or two gap. And during that day or two gap, I strongly suggest holding to those recommendations that I just gave. Amy, anything to add?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I agree with that 100%. But I also wanted to share that we've created some packages. We call them the Lifestyle Plus Packs. And we have four packages that we created because some people get overwhelmed and they say, I just don't know what to do next, or I'm going to continue on this modified transformation, maybe one or two power shakes, one or two servings of Master Amino a day, and then I want to branch out. I want to do something different. And so we've come up with these Lifestyle Plus Packs. We've got Total Weight Control, which actually is just continuing on with the transformation under a new name. We've got the Maximum Fitness Pack. We have an Anti-Aging Pack, and we have a Core Nutrition Pack. So if you don't want to go into the catalog, if you don't want to choose out your exact nutritional regimen, we've given you four options there to make it really easy. You can kind of just look, see which one applies to you the most, and just say, hey, I'm going to try this for a month. And these are put together and dosed out to last 30 days for one person. And then if you want to get into it a little bit more, experiment with other products, we have what we call booster packs. And those booster packs are Fat Fighter, Total Detox, Brain Boost, Body Repair, Renew Energy, Super Immunity, Sugar Stabilizer, and Digestion Relief. And again, we put these packs together so you don't have to become a master of the whole entire line. You can quickly glance and say, hey, I want to work on this, hey, I want to work on this, hey, I want to work on this. And we've given our top recommendations. We put them right there in a package for you. So I do strongly suggest what Dave said, that then if you can order two when you first start up because you've been recommended by this from a friend who has had such amazing experience and you trust them, order two packages right away. If you don't have that much trust from the very beginning, you know, once you're on it that fourth or fifth day and you're really kicked in and you feel it, you're dialed in, get on the phone or go online and order yourself another package, because that is something that you don't want to be without, because you become, you love the Power Shake. You love what the Master Amino and the Cherry is doing for your body, and you really don't want to be without, and you really don't want to be paying overnight shipping. We have a lot of people that do that.
Amy, what would you say to people who go, well, wow, I can't believe Dave and Amy are sitting here, and they seem like such nice guys, but they're sitting here asking me to spend tons of money on these supplements. I mean, it just seems like they're trying to get me to spend all my money on their stuff. I mean, what would you say to that?
Well, I don't think that's really an accurate description.
I'm being the devil's advocate.
Oh, I know, but that's what I would say. I don't really think that's an accurate description of, you know, what you're saying or what you're trying to infer, because while you're using these products, you're nourishing your body, and so all the core nutritional needs of your body are being met, and so you're not spending your money on other food. You're not going out to eat. You're not having these cravings that cause you to go through drive-thrus and stop at, you know, convenience stores and buy these candy bars and coffees and things like that. And so it's called transfer dollars, is I think what they call it in economics. You know, you're not spending money over here so you can spend, you're spending the same amount of money. You're just getting way more bang for your buck because from a nutritional standpoint, because you're satisfying all the needs at a really relatively, you know, low cost, you know, if you will, when you really
for one deal meal or one Starbucks Frappuccino a day, the equivalent of, you're meeting all of your body's nutritional needs for the money that you would have spent just meeting a temporary hunger or need for energy.
Exactly. I mean, a quick fix at Starbucks is, you know, $8 to $10, especially, you know, if you get a drink and a pastry, you know, and
yeah,
so
no, that's
for,
and
exactly,
a $5
and that's
footlong, as tempting as it sounds, is still $5 for the sandwich, and then, you know, a drink and chips puts you up to $8, like you said. So I just want people to realize that, though. I want them to realize what they spend on other things, even dropping by and having one single beer at the pub with your buddies is going to be $10 these days with a tip, or at least $7. And so,
exactly.
I mean, you've got to look at what we value for our $7 or $8. You know what I mean? And when this, you realize this transformation, when you really deduct the money you would have spent on restaurants and food and entertainment of the culinary type, over the course of 10 days, most people say that they typically would have spent more money than they did on the transformation. And so it is absolutely transfer dollars. And I wanted to let you know that we're not asking you to spend this frivolously. You have core nutritional needs that your body must meet every single day. And this happens at the cellular level. And we're going to talk about that in our next segment because, like Amy said, and like I was alluding to, you know, there's a lot of people who misunderstand what we do. And they think that because people who eat really well, because people who focus on keeping their cells healthy and clean, somehow are able to have spontaneous remissions from conditions that people say, oh, this was cured or that was cured. I don't think that's true. I think that disease is a temporary state. It's dis-ease within the body. It's an imbalance within the body. And sometimes that imbalance is so severe it cannot be corrected. And sometimes it can. And naturopathy is the belief that when we feed the body properly and just stand back, that good things happen, that we can create healthy bodies by creating healthy cells. And so at Purium, we never want to hear any member say that we could cure or treat a disease. It's just not true. We never want to hear anybody saying that we are in the business of healing, because that's not true either. We're in the business of creating healthy bodies. And a healthy body could only be created if that healthy body is comprised of healthy cells. And your cells could only be healthy if you understand how to meet their needs. So I want you to understand that our body is nothing more than 100 billions of cells working together in unison. Each cell itself is responsible. It's like its own house in a neighborhood. And each cell, it's more like a car on a highway. And each cell has its own engine. And each cell emits waste, just like our car engine does. And each cell creates the energy necessary to run itself, just as our car does. And the fuel that the cells use to not only create energy, but to repair themselves, because they can't go to a garage. The necessary things that the cell needs to thrive are called nutrients, vitamins, minerals, phytochemicals, calories, and all of these things have to come in the proper amount. Now, what typically happens is the calorie part comes in a large portion. And all of the nutrient parts, the phytochemicals, the vitamins, and the minerals, they come in much smaller portions. And so the ratio of calories to antioxidants and nutrients is very poor. And as a consequence, at the cellular level, we tend to be overfed with calories but undernourished with everything else. And that has created the condition that we call, obesity. And those other things that we refer to as disease, the constant burdening of the body and overburdening of the body, the undernourishing of the body takes its toll. And what we seek to do is not to try to cure that disease or that condition or that malady. We only seek to try to feed the body properly and see what happens. And so what we have found is that the more nutrient density a food has and the fewer calories it has, then you are going to have less stress on the body and you're going to have more nourishment for the body. And the combination of reducing stress and increasing nourishment will actually unleash the greatest potential that the body has. And whatever that potential is will manifest itself, hopefully. And the manifestation of that is the creation of healthy cells, because you're eliminating toxins and you're providing nutrients and you're getting, again, rid of toxic stored fat. And so this concept of creating a healthy cell means to optimally nourish that cell and to facilitate the elimination of toxins from that cell. When we overburden the body with toxins, when we undernourish the cells, the exact opposite happens. And Amy once told a great story that there's a reason, like if you have employees and they have to work overtime and they have to work their weekends, for a short period of time, you're more productive, but within a very short period of time as well, you begin to make mistakes and you begin to have breakdowns because you can't overburden any system. And by overburdening your body, it will break down. And so the healthy cell concept means that we focus not on calories, but on nutrients, super high nutrients, super low calorie foods. And this is, you know, what we have created, a catalog full of phytochemically packed, low calorie and nutrient dense foods. And so this leads me to one last conclusive statement that I've got to get out. The reason the transformation works and the reason other programs do not is because of what I just described. You see, we all come from a long history of people who went through times of feast and famine. In the times of feast, they put on a layer of fat. In the times of famine, that layer of fat kept them alive. And they knew that every time that they would go for a period of time without very much nourishment or calories, that immediately following that, they would need to work extra hard to put on a layer of fat the minute that they got enough food to do so. And so I need to warn you that each and every time that you go on a traditional diet where you reduce the amount of calories and nutrients, your body will inevitably trigger that starvation mode. It will gladly burn the layer of fat you're asking it to in order to survive. But remember, the minute that you begin to consume additional food, it will immediately store that as another layer of fat, and the rebound and the yo-yo will be perpetuated. Only Purium. Only Purium never allows the body to believe that it's starving at the cellular level. In fact, it believes that it is in time of abundance because it has so many nutrients. And because it is so abundant and we have so many nutrients, it doesn't even matter that you're not consuming calories. It gladly takes the calories from the stores of calories you have. Why? Because you're not starving. It doesn't need to store fat. It's only when you're starving that you need to store fat for a future survival. So again, that brings us, you know, sort of to the end of total cellular satisfaction and being healthy at the cellular level and the way that they fit together.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is just great. And I agree 100% there.
Running on.
Huh? Oh, no, that's okay. No problem. And I know we're running a little bit short on time, but I wanted to touch on the last thing that we talked about and we wanted to talk about. And we already hit on it just a little bit, but it's kind of part of the transformation is kind of transforming. It's transforming your body. It's really transforming your emotions. I know some people think that's hokey, but once you've experienced it, once you've done it, you know exactly what I'm talking about, as well as transforming our thinking, you know, how we prioritize things and how we make decisions. And it was funny because I was on a call last night and I was talking about how things and priorities changed when I became a parent and how you really started thinking about things in a different light. And so this kind of once you've done the transformation, once you come to the understanding of what food can and can't do for your body, if you will, you begin to reprioritize things. And the first priority, like you've mentioned, should always be nourishing yourselves and protecting and taking care of your body. But what happens so often in our society is that the taste buds take precedence, and we totally prioritize the taste and the feel good and the party and the, you know, the enjoyment of the things that we're putting in our body. So we really get those things mixed up, you know. And if we look back to centuries and civilizations ago, they didn't get those things mixed up. You know, even 100 years ago, they weren't really getting those things mixed up. They ate for survival, and they nourished their body with whatever they could. And so, you know, 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago, they knew what the priorities were. But in these modern times, we've really got that mixed up. But once you do the transformation, once you understand the real food revolution, once you get on board with this concept that Dave and I have been promoting for almost 20 years now, you will understand it too, and really consciously make those decisions when you want to treat yourself and when you know you're nourishing your body to have a long, healthy life free from disease, and give your body every opportunity in the world to heal itself. Because like Dave said, we don't heal people. We're not doctors. We never proclaim that. But what we do is we provide tools, and we provide easy, convenient, valuable access to foods, to those tools, so your body can heal itself. And so that's what we stand for here at Purium. And we really want to get out that message, frame it in a different light, that food, it's not all about the taste buds. Prioritize what it does to heal your body, to make you have healthy cells, which will make you have a longer, healthier, happier life long term. It can be really happy. Put that piece of cake in your mouth today to suck down that coffee or whatever your thing might be, and we all have them. But is it really going to better you for the long term? And honestly, the answer is no. You do this transformation, it opens your eyes to that concept.
Imagine, Amy, if you looked into the life of, let's say, a drug addict, and they had children, and you said, oh my God, I can't believe that they're going and having their cigarettes and their booze and their whatever instead of feeding their kids. That's criminal, right? Well, what if you're the person who you're poisoning with your money before you're nourishing with your money? What if,
exactly.
I mean, our priorities, when the first budget, the absolute priority in our budget, any money that we spend on food, the first food should be the most nourishing food to make sure that we get all of our needs. And then whatever money's left over after we've met all of our nourishment should be for our pleasurable part, right? Any responsible person would say that if we're talking about a child, right, and taking care of a child. But aren't we our own caretakers? Aren't we the
Absolutely.
Ones responsible for taking care of us? And why can't we think of ourselves and love ourselves as if we were our own children? Why can't we nourish ourselves and feed ourselves as if we were our most precious possession? Because aren't we?
Absolutely.
So love yourself, love your body, spend your first money on your first priority, which is feeding yourselves the core nutrients that they need so that you can thrive. And after you've given yourself the fuel for thriving, then have all the joy that you want. But those decisions will get better as that self-love increases. And maybe you'll have one slice of pizza versus a whole pizza. Maybe you'll have a slice of cake instead of three, or maybe a few bites. Maybe you'll do it once every month instead of once every night. I guarantee you that there are going to be profound changes in your decision-making process once you endeavor to break your addiction to food. So, Amy, great job tonight. Thank you, everybody. I see that everybody's hung on till the bitter end here. We've run over about 15 minutes, but it was information we wanted to share. You know that you guys are our family. You know that we're here for you, and we'll see you again 2 weeks from now. I'm hosting Transformation winners this weekend. We're going to have an amazing time. I just lined up their massages. I just lined up our rafting trip. I just lined up our visit to the giant sequoias, and as well as our morning yoga. So we're having a great time. Wish that you were here. Hopefully you'll make it next time. And Amy, I'm going to leave the last words to you.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Dave. Really excited about the retreats coming up for the Transformation Winners and others. So great information. I love it when you speak from the heart, and it's really great. And thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. And I know the summer is a very busy time for people to stay lighter longer, and we really, really appreciate you taking time out of your evenings to be with us tonight. So thank you so much, everybody, and we will be back with you next week. As I said, this is sort of a bonus call tonight. So thank you, Dave. Thank you, everybody. Have a great week. Till then. Bye-bye.